Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off. What are you excited about for this year?
Right now, I need to get September. I'm really excited for...
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to season three.
Is that okay if it touches you?
Yeah. Welcome to season three of the...
Season four or season three?
Oh, shut up. We've been greenlit for a fourth season and we don't even know it?
Hold on. One, two. Don't own that.
Buckle my shoe. Life is just going by like a fast freight train.
One, two, buckle my shoe. If you guys don't, I wish you could see. Oh, God, I should highlight this on Insta Story so you can see how we record, because I think so many people don't want to start something because they're nervous. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the money. They don't know what to do.
Like, and they go and they like buy like the correct microphone and they video record it.
You might have to sit up a bit.
And speakers, I'm closer to it than you are.
Okay.
And they have to buy all this stuff and they have to meet together and then they press record and
they get like padded rooms. Maybe it sounds better. I don't know, but this does the job for now for us. I mean, we got green
this is a padded room.
It's a padded bunk bed we're in for the kids' bunk bed because we can't have an echo.
Oh, my gosh.
We've done it in the car. We've done it in the basement. We've done it, like, legit everywhere. It's amazing. It's kind of like sex.
Oh, yeah. I love to do it everywhere, all the places. Oh, my favorite thing.
Yeah, everywhere. Like, just if you're also listening to this podcast, God, it's been so long. I don't know if you guys have even known about BVIP, what we do, that you get these wicked pair of sunglasses if you sign up.
We should probably backtrack on the whole, because this is a business podcast. What is this new product we've created called Virtual VIP, and why it's important, why it's smart, and why it works, and why it goes along with our mission that's been the same since the very beginning?
Take it away, Tuts.
So basically, we were sitting there and we were talking about, you know, one of our favorite parts of going on tour and doing everything is the VIP experience, where we get to sit and we get to meet all of you guys, and we get to do Q&As with you, and we get to know you and hang out and feel like we're having more of an intimate cocktail party together. But we also are very cognizant that not everybody can afford to pay for that extra ticket. Not only that, a lot of people cannot make it to a show ever. So how do they become a part of it without having to leave their home? They don't have a babysitter. They don't have a husband. They're a single mom.
They're not even a mom, but they live in Alaska.
And they can't come to one of our shows. We were like, we sat there and we brainstormed. We're like, how can we make it so we can still connect with all these people and they don't have to get a babysitter or they don't have to leave their home? So we were like, virtual VIP.
Actually, you know how it really started is Sam had been watching all these people doing online seminars. And she was like, so they give advice or they have private, it's like the support me button on Facebook where you go and you pay for people's pages. And then they do like seminars and conversations and private
motivational stuff.
Yeah. And we're like, you know, that's awesome. People have that, but we can't do that. So we had to sit there and like literally like keep the conversation going of what we could do that was true to Nat and I. So it wasn't just like, oh, let's go make a page because that's something to do in business. And we had to decipher what was right for us, not for everybody else.
And at the end of the day, what's right for us is bringing more people together, having fun, and supporting each other through like an experience that you sort of feel like you never would get otherwise as a woman and as a mother.
And a lot of people ask us our advice, and we're so, you know, we don't love to give advice, but what we did was we answered the people's questions of how we do it. So it's kind of like you're asking a friend rather than advice when people ask
asking
us,
for a friend.
Like they ask us as a friend, and it's private so no one else can see it. And some of the questions are really thoughtful, and I think that a lot of people get a lot from the... People cried last one. People laughed their pants in it. Like, it is definitely like a bonding moment where everyone comes together and it's really fun. So if you are curious about it, go to catnat.ca. And
it is basically like virtual, meaning you're on your computer and you register for it. And we come live at a certain time and we get to know each other. We have cocktails together. We often bring in guest speakers that are fun, but also informational and educational. And then we also do giveaways where people can get like up to $1,500 worth of prizes. And then there's a swag bag. And then there's a VVIP podcast.
Holy shit. And then there's a
product that we send to you. So this time, a couple times ago, it was the Mom Truths game. And this time for September 13th, we're going to be going live from a penthouse in Vegas with our dancers and our makeup artists and our team. And everyone also gets these sunglasses that we've been wearing because we want to make sure that we're not just asking you for money, that we're earning
our
money.
We're
earning our money, you know, because so that, you know, we're giving you something, but then you're a part of it too.
I have a question for you.
Detail, darling.
Well,
we've
never talked about what we're going to talk about today because if you know us, you know that we very rarely plan shit out. We don't have a menu, but same thing at like a map.
But what we do try and do is we try and take you along this journey because we're literally living it with you, and it's not like, oh, we have this grand scheme plan of what our five-year business plan is, but it's a secret. Nope.
Okay. So my question to you is, so personally, you can feel great and amazing, but as entrepreneurs, there is times when you're going to feel like, oh God, my coffee's like pumping through my veins.
Wow.
You're going to feel like you're not enough, or like you're frustrated because everyone's doing more than you.
And it looks like everybody's making more money and everybody's moving faster. And just when you start to master something, someone else is on the next thing.
Yeah. How does one manage those feelings of feeling like staying on top of your game or like getting negative feedback? Like this is actually a real question. How do you, Nat, like, work through them, or like, okay, like level head. How do you get your head back on to where you can move forward? Or does anything affect you?
The thing is if I see other people doing other things and being in our world, in our realm, because as an entrepreneur, you're usually looking at people in your genre, right? Like, I'm not looking at someone who's selling a pair of underwear because I have really not a ton in common with that product.
Totally.
So in our area, when I see people that have, you know, have jumped and have become successful in something that we would like to eventually be successful in, I honestly think because we understand the journey, I feel proud for them. I feel like so happy that they finally got there. And it also motivates that sometimes when it looks like things aren't working or you feel like things are chugging along slower, that it can still happen for you too, you know?
That's a good way to put it.
Like instead of being like, well, because they got it, you know, or because they, you know, because they wrote a book or because they sold out a show, it means so can we.
Got it.
They motivate. The people that are more successful motivate.
They motivate you.
Yeah. And as far as negative comments, like what?
Like, I don't know, just anything like they're not worth it. Don't go to the show.
Okay. No. Okay. I feel like because our business is run based on a community that gives so much feedback, I feel like the negatives are so small compared to the positives that although you hear it, it's like, we can't be wrong. But do you know one of these things I was thinking last night?
Tell me.
I was thinking, you know, you know how you're like on someone on Instagram or someone on Facebook or a TV show, you're like, I used to follow them or I used to like them. Like I followed them for years, but then I've moved on. I got bored.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I'm like, would it eventually get to like, you know, let's just talk about numbers for a second. So let's say we're at 405,000 Instagram followers and a lot of people like speeding up and growing. And like, you know, we have a nice regular pace. Eventually, would people be like, I've heard all these girls have to say, and I've kind of moved on, and we become a thing of the past? You know what I mean? Like, because anything like that could happen. Like, the most popular band can all of a sudden just wear off. And then I was like, oh my gosh. But then I think about the comments and the emails that we get every single day of saying, like, I need you here. You are my lifeline. You've gotten me through. I'm like, I feel like we're, like, it's like a lifetime friendship with these people. Oh God, I hope so.
You just remember those cats? You went on a journey. You started somewhere and then you went.
Because I was thinking of people that come up in my feed or someone mentions. I'm like, oh, I remember when I used to follow them every single day and watch all their stories. And now, not that interested. Not because they were boring, but just because I moved on to something new.
Got it. But that's your personality.
Well, I mean, a lot of people.
Some people, like, it's like a cult. That's why TV shows end on a high.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, we are on a high. Yeah. We can't get passé. We can't jump the shark. Totally. I still don't know what that means.
I never heard jump the shark.
Yeah, it means, like, I guess there was a movie. Where it was a really good movie, and then they jumped a shark, literally.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, now, then it became, I don't even know the movie, but now it's become a saying, the show's jumped the shark.
Okay.
Like, so when it went there, everyone was like,
is that bad?
Like, yeah, bad.
Oh, okay, you can't, like, jump the shark.
Then now they're like, oh, this is fucking done. Like, yeah. you're trying to get ratings now. It's like people who, you know, we have mad respect for Gary Vee, and I think that when we met him, we had even a different understanding of him than when he was on. God, what's in my throat? Hold on. Sorry, guys.
It's a petit poisson. You swallowed it from the ocean yesterday.
And when I see him on, when we met him and I see him on Instagram, when he says things to me now, I'm kind of like, I hear his voice differently. Anyways, he's like such an advocate right now for fucking posting what you think is going to do well. He's like, fuck it. Post what's going to do badly because you'll curate more people, like you'll get more people. Don't do the trend because then you're not growing. You're basically like just sitting there posting what you think people are going to like, which is so fucked up because Instagram is trend setting. So like there's trends that come, and everyone, like a White House, everybody does a White House, including me, okay? And everyone is watching what's cool and popular, but no one's having an opinion on something different. So everyone's like, that's it. That's the new thing. I'm going to follow that thing. And then it goes. And you're like, okay, what's the next new thing? We're fucking insane.
It's so crazy when you think about, like, if you're just like a very basically think about home design and clothing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, but it's part of our culture, you know?
But you have to fucking open your eyes and be like,
there'll always be leaders, and that's why it changes.
Yeah, I guess. If you are someone in this space right now who struggles with everything that everybody else is doing because you're on your feed, you watch it all day long, right? Like, basically, you're watching other people be successful. That's what Instagram is. Watching people be successful all day long, and some of them might be in your genre, because if you don't follow them in your genre, then you're a bitch because you're supposed to be supportive, but really the support is making you feel like bad for yourself. I think Nat and I have each other, which is such a different game changer for people.
We've always said that is something that, you know, that's something that sets us apart.
Huge for our mental health too, like in terms of, like, you know,
and you can't just pick any partner, you know, like the synergies have to just come together. And you know, even Gary Vee, although he's on his own, he has team beside him of people that he looks to just the same as we look to each other.
I totally agree. But also, he is such a leader in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's not even in the space. It's in, like, brands or, like, and I'm sure he feels the hype behind him coming up. Like, I'm sure he feels all the shit behind him. Like, he's watching. He's like, there's going to be some whippersnapper that comes up on him in a blink of an eye, you know, who's like...
I love that word, whippersnapper.
Me too.
But the other thing that's is, like, the thing, good thing about Gary, too, is in a public place, you always have to sort of be careful about what you do and say, because a lot of people just have free speech, and then all of a sudden, somebody could say one thing, and that could take them down forever. But with Gary, he's like, give a fuck. He says everything right and wrong, you know?
Yeah, he does. But he's himself.
I know.
So you can't get mad at that, you know?
That's,
like,
true.
You can just take it or leave it. Because I don't give a fuck what you think. I guess if I could say one thing of how, like, definitely when I see people are killing it in a different space, I pause and I'm like you, first of all, you're like, what can I do differently? Like, what is, because success always makes you, wants to motivate you. Also makes you feel like, why can't I do that? Why them and not me? You know, like, you go through the notions and then you realize, you know, Nat and I are very aware that our journey is not about, it's not about acceleration fucking at all. And life hands it to us. And people might not believe that, but we believe that we can never jump a step. And we have to do things in a way that makes sense because we have no training in anything. So it's like we do a tiny step. We do tiny steps, tiny steps,
and
tiny steps.
It's so funny. If you look back on our history of growing this business and even just like our life.
In,
like,
life.
Or our success in life. It's like we've been very aware that... whatever is pushing us forward, whatever is driving us, is not letting us jump the shark.
No, it's not,
right?
Letting us jump.
It's like baby steps. The minnows are like flowing slowly through the ocean, you know, but it's not like,
and we don't blame people. We're not like, well, that's mm-mm. because they live in Hollywood mm-mm. and that's because they have this person.
And it's not because they are related to so-and-so.
No, I mean, people will say that to us, which I fucking die. Like it's really funny. When people give you, like, kind of, like, the eyes, like...
Like people stand up for us?
Someone was, like, once I was, like, oh, my God. I said about a woman who was killing it. I'm, like, she's killing it. Like, she just did this all on her own. And someone's, like, well, her dad is such and such.
Yes.
And I was, like, what?
I know.
And she was, like, yeah, just don't be fooled that it just
does,
was, like...
It
and
does I'm, change your perspective.
It does. Sorry, I have,
because when you have the truth of the matter is that when you have a parent or a close friend or someone who is connected to the world of honestly, like Hollywood,
you're like the upper elite.
Yeah, you do have a path that is lightly paved, sometimes heavily paved, but sometimes lightly paved for you.
I'll tell you who I was talking about, because I was like,
I thought you're talking about who I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah, but now the way you're looking at me, I told you, so it can't have been the same person.
You were not with me when it happened.
Who was it?
God, I just, you, maybe it was.
Yeah,
Yes, I told you. And then my friends told me, and I was like, what?
Oh, so
because I thought she had just done it, like made this whole, like been an actor, a producer, yeah, a director.
Someone told me recently, like it was like a grown up. Like I was talking to them at a party, and they were, and I was like, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
And they were like,
well, her dad is kind of a mogul.
And we're like,
what?
Yeah.
And it makes so much more sense. Not that she's not amazing in any way. And not that, like, but...
And
it,
then when we're compared to people who are, like, legit actresses or comedians. Like, legit. Like, that's what they did stand up. And everyone's like, or they're like, you're copying so-and-so or so-and-so is copying you. I'm like, you know, it, duos are around everywhere. And Nat and I, like, we don't try to be something we're not. So I don't really know how you are someone or not someone or someone's copy. Like, I don't really get that because, God, it would be exhausting to copy people. It would be so exhausting to copy people. Like
I know.
Like I can't even imagine copying people. It would be like, be inspired, but don't copy.
But I think that sometimes in the industry though,
when you look at a screen all day that shows you exactly what everybody's doing all day, it could be confusing.
It could be, you could be easily influenced. And the other side of it is if you have a really traditional background in your mind of like marketing or advertising or something like that, you or PR, and you go and you try and start something, you have been taught to believe that when something is a proven success, you can imitate the same format and be successful.
Totally.
So sometimes that is a safe bet, although for longevity, if you're not unique, you're not going to last. You can make a quick buck for sure, but if minds look at, like we were saying that there are people on tour now that the description of their show is almost identical to us, we're pretty sure that, because we've been doing this for like 2 years.
Oh, and no one could have come up with that idea as we sat there over tequila in New York. No one. Like, our was so outrageous, and then we had to tone it down. Like, yeah. Nobody. I mean, unless they were in, like, Australia or something, but we didn't see them.
We have learned that the touring and, like, the touring industry, like Live Nation and, like, production houses and all of them, they all talk. They all know each other.
Yes, they do.
So they're able to go together and say, okay, let's say we've got these women or we've got this thing and we need a proven formula that works for live touring.
Do this.
Do what Kat and Nat did.
Yep, it worked.
It worked.
A compliment to us, you know, and our crazy brains.
And if anyone's sitting out there saying there have been two women that have gone out there and done comedy shows before, truth, but they were comedians and they did stand-up comedic acts.
Not well, with DJs, not with dancers, strippers. Not with like a girls' night out. Anyways, that's here. That's and, here and
I'm,
there.
Yeah,
you know?
But I'm saying that it's a new formula that can be mimicked now and can be successful.
Totally.
But as
and we know this for a fact because the theaters we went to are like, we've never done a show like this. We don't really know how it goes. Like they were like, we've never done something quite like this.
And within at least 80 cities under our belt across North America.
Yeah, girl, drop that fucking mic, babe. Come on.
Okay.
You know what?
All right. Okay.
Go drop
okay,
it.
Fuck it, right?
80 cities across North America. Yeah. Fuck us.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, and we've got 30 that. More to come.
Yeah, babe. You know what?
So what
we're going to do this forever. Yeah. What the hell?
We're going to go international, babe. In November, Australia and the UK, we're coming for
in
you.
In November, I sit there and I'm like, oh my God, we have nothing planned after November. Although 2020, my husband's like, is this forever? And I'm like, until we get a TV show. Yeah, basically. I don't know what we're doing on that TV show. I don't even know where we are right now. Like, our team is silent. Oh God. Oh God.
It's okay. You know, we're signed with our fourth production company.
Yeah, thank you know very what? Much. People keep dropping us. We got something. Really, I don't know, though.
This is our biggest production company that we've signed with, the biggest name. And basically, their idea is to
Can
try.
You hear little feet running?
Mm-hmm, yeah, is to pitch a show for us. And we're just like, you know, we have, because we're like seasoned in the game, we're like, we will sit here and wait for the exciting call. Until then, we will carry on.
I have to tell you something, though. Well, okay, I want to.
Do you have an epiphany?
First of all, I want to wrap up. If you are feeling like you are not enough, when you look at Instagram and you look at your likes and you look at your follows, take a page from Gary Vee and post things that you know won't do well, because I think you alleviate the pressure. Post things that mean something to you, not to somebody else, and start posting things that make you feel good for you, even though other people don't value it. Don't fuck the trend. That's all I'm going to say.
And yeah,
maybe
fuck the trend.
Maybe that will alleviate your anxiety, because I know a lot of people face anxiety around likes and their follows and they're not doing well. And
without a follow, without
yeah,
mention.
And I think that if you start to intentionally not do well, maybe you'll begin to relieve yourself of the burden of the trend. That's all I'm going to say. Just fuck it. Let it go. Try something that makes you happy, not the masses happy. And that will be that.
I just have to say one thing. I've just remembered a dream I had. I told my mom yesterday, 2 nights ago, I had a dream that she goes, hey, Natalie, you know, if you want to get a tummy tuck, there's no shame in that.
No, she didn't.
It was in my dream, I told her.
You know what?
That's the thing. No, you know what? There's no shame in it. If you want a tummy tuck, there's no shame in the game.
You know, I'll tell you, that's the thing about Instagram. You can convince yourself of anything. You know what I mean? You can convince yourself that tummy tucks are terrible. You can convince yourself that tummy tucks are the best thing in the world. You can convince yourself that toe hair is cool. You can convince yourself that women's beards are amazing. You could convince yourself of fucking anything.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh, I have to tell you guys a story. So the other...
A long, long time ago.
The other day, we went down to do a radio show. And it was in this huge building that we used to go to for I don't even know what. But
yeah, why were we ever there before?
If there was a meeting there, we'd be like, radio. Oh my God. No, even... We tried... There was another show. There was something else we were there
for. A Canadian media mogul, if you will.
Okay, so right? all the shows are there. And everyone's like, it's so huge. And if we even had a meeting there before, like so many times...
We would get dressed up.
So many times been like, oh my God, this is it. Like, we are, this is fucking it. Like, let me tell you, like, I'm pretty sure we even told our husband, like, now they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, because we've been so many times.
I don't even remember what we were there for before.
I'll tell you after.
Oh, I thought we told everybody everything.
Okay. It was for Kin.
Oh, yes.
And they were going to make our life.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
And then we were like, why would we sign with another, like...
MCN.
MCN.
Which is a multi-channel network.
Which, by the way, we get emails about these all the time now. I'm like, guys, this is so passe.
Thank God we didn't sign with that.
I know.
And so basically actually, what they do is, deals with them sometimes.
But yeah, we'll do deals, but we're not a part of their community.
They can't own us.
Because our team's like, why do you need... Oh, so did the other one.
Who?
I think The Rock is part of it. It's something, is it 21 or 71 Studio?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but, I mean, they're all great.
They're part of everything, though. Yeah. Like, they don't, like, every deal is different, but...
And their team was great, and everyone was great.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Our team was like, why do we need someone else to bring us deals? If somebody wants to get to you, they just
email
you.
They were going to take, like, 30% of anything we make. Huh?
What? For what? Yeah. And then we had some examples of the opportunities, and we're like, we get those all the time?
Yeah, we're like, nah. Anyways, I remember that we thought, like, every time mm-hmm. we've been like, this is it.
This,
like,
is going to be the time that we sign with someone.
We're so jaded now. We're oh my God, we're so...
Now we know nobody can take us anywhere. Only us.
Yeah, we just literally... So we walked into this... We did a radio show, and we went to
last week.
Last two, whatever, how many...
Yeah.
And it was like, I had a moment where I was like, before we used to walk in here with hopes and dreams, and so much like...
like, oh my God, this is it, and waiting for someone to take us on a ride. Mm. And now I realize we don't wait for anybody. Like, I think it's maturity in the business. Like, it's like, no one can get you anywhere except you get yourself there. Like, everything.
But that takes a long time to realize. You're right. It's maturity.
It's maturity. And like, we were like literally, God, I must have aged so much in those years that I thought everything was like, you know, this was it. Someone's going to make this happen for us. But what's this and where is that? And what is like, what is success? Because I know other people are looking at us being like, they're so successful. We're looking at other people being like, they're so successful. Like, you know, it's a brutal game where everyone touts support. And yes, people are supportive. And just because they're not like cheering you on every step of the way, because they're cheering themselves on every step of the way. Like, everyone's buried in 100 million things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean they're not supporting you. It just means they're trying to fucking support themselves. So I do believe that, you know, your worth is not tied to anybody. No one is bigger than you, because when those networks told us no, we could have been like, oh, we're not worth it. Except now they ask us to come on. Where before we'd pitch ourselves and they would say no. Now they're like, will you come? And when we go, they're abundantly thankful.
Oh, like, my God.
Abundantly.
When can you come back?
Abundantly. Where before it was like, fuck no. And now it's like, thank you for coming and making time.
But you know what is the crazy thing is, the two of us haven't changed.
No, nothing's changed.
Our message has been the same. So when we were pitching our message before, it's the same message we're being invited on for now. It's just literally a popularity contest.
Yep, because our numbers are bigger. So now it's like, oh,
they're
now.
They're using us.
Yep.
Which is fine. Everybody, that's the way it goes.
That's business, actually.
We use people, too. Yeah, but there's one.
I don't think we do.
What we would.
We would use TV to get to a higher
also,
place.
When you collaborate with somebody else, of course.
It's mutually beneficial.
Mutual beneficial. You're sharing communities.
We're
but you're
too
also,
tired to collaborate.
I know. You're sharing your numbers. But this one show, and we've might have mentioned this before, it is targeted towards women in the daytime, ages probably 20, maybe like
20 to 80?
20 to 80?
20 and to 80. Maybe even 18 to 80.
We actually had a friend who was a producer, whatever, and she pitched it, and they literally wrote back, you guys are not our demographic.
Literally.
Very confusing. For us,
oh, I kind of mean, no, like
we're mothers of seven.
Yeah.
Why are we not the demographic? That's fine. They turned us down. We got invited back. The host of the show is in love, wants us to come back, love her back. It was not her that said no. Guaranteed, if she'd seen it, she would have been like, bring those bitches on.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then, so when we go, they're like, we love you guys. Oh my God. And I was like, this is all just a game. All y'all are a game. So if you feel like you're failing the game, go start your own game and don't worry about that game. And I'll tell you, a popularity contest is bullshit. It makes you feel badly about yourself because you're not growing as fast. You're not posting the right things. You're not like, people don't like you as much. Fuck it.
And one of the hard parts is, like, for us, like, because it's not, you know, the popularity, we understand the game now. One thing that, like, keeps us going, and this is, like, so hard to advise people, but, like, when you're doing it, make sure you actually wake up and like what you're doing, and that you're finding.
I think you can have moments
sort of
sometimes where you don't like
it, right?
Of course,
but you need to be able to say, "I actually like this. I like my mission. I like my product. I like my brand." You know, because if you don't like it, people are going to feel it, and that even our team members say. If we're trying to push something or do something, if we don't have the excitement in our voice, and this is a great team member to have, because she can sense when the excitement's there and when it's not there. And she's like, you will do better if they can feel your authentic excitement, and you don't do as well if you don't. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you're
that
selling.
That goes for posting too. You can fake post, but like you can post for what people will like.
Yeah.
But if you're over that conversation, because Nat and I definitely get over conversations rather quickly. Like, we're all for like body confidence, body things, but like 2 years ago, that's what we were talking about just because we both had new babies.
Yeah.
And the conversation to us now is different because we're no longer focused on a body. We're focused on a happiness.
Yeah.
And so for us now, the conversation is finding you're happy. And that might be CrossFit 7 days a week. That might be Beachbody. That might be whatever that looks like for you. But you don't, that's for you to decide, not for Instagram to decide what is happy for you. So for Nat and I, then it could change daily. So our conversation changes, but the trend is not that right now. Do you know what I mean? So we're like doing something different than the trend.
Yep. Yep, it's true. And you know what? When we're looking forward to this year, because this is an exciting time. This is the first podcast of the third or fourth season.
What are you excited about for this year? Like, really, what are you
excited? Okay, so sometimes it's hard for me to get my mind when I'm in a place, like, to get to the next, right? So right now, I think what I need to like get out of here is get them off to school. Right now, I need to get September. I'm really excited for Virtual VIP in Vegas, where you guys can get your tickets at catnet.ca. It's for a virtual event. It's going to be amazing. We talked about it before. I'm really excited for that because it's something new.
So, also really weird, which we should be honest about, is Vegas. On the reason we're doing the Virtual VIP on the Friday is because the Saturday is not selling well Vegas.
Hey, there was a Friday night show, it got canceled.
We had to cancel it because there wasn't enough people. We're just being honest here, and there's no shame in that because
our other tours are selling out like hotcakes, but Vegas was not right for us.
We thought it would be. We made a mistake. It's a hard one to swallow because it was supposed to be like a girls' weekend, and we've been talking about this for so long, the Vegas show, and it's not doing well. So we do not have success on the West Coast, which is super weird. We have it in like the northern West Coast, like Seattle, Portland, but California, Phoenix, all of those places, we just don't resonate. So, like, cool. There's people there.
And if they don't resonate, they're not buying tickets.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying it's not our huge, mm-hmm. it's not our spot where our people are like, let's do this.
So we were like, if we're going to be in Vegas on a Friday,
we've already booked our tickets. We already have the team coming out. We're already like, we're going to be so negative in this right now that we're like, holy fuck, we have to figure out a way to make something work while we're there. So we're not wasting time.
We had a cocktail and we decided an amazing thing would be a virtual party with all of the usual suspects.
Because we have them. We've paid for them. So let's fucking do it.
We've already paid them. So we cannot get our money back. And so
they've all booked their tickets.
Mm-hmm. So they're all going to be there and we're going to do the live show. So I'm excited for that. And then I'm so excited for the live show in Criss Angel's Theater. Too.
The thing is, we've done some shows where it's like, actually, our June tour was not supposed to do well. Like, it was like looking really bad, really bleak. And then out of the last minute, it like sold out. And literally within the last week or two, it was like tickets were selling like crazy. And I was like, what the hell? I guess moms just have a really hard time planning maybe in advance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm really excited for it. Although there's not going to, I think there's still 500 people, which is an insane amount of people.
And there's still a lot, and there's still tickets available.
Oh, so. But Nat and I give her. It just means we get to party really intimately and have like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, and then when we're done,
you know what? Hassan should dress up and give out free tickets and be like, hey, like a stripper. You know what I mean? And dance.
We should get all the boys.
We'll get like a box and they can hand out tickets. You know what I mean? We got some.
What about a kissing booth?
We got some stiff competition in Vegas, like Lady Gaga, like Magic Mike, like there's a lot of competition. We didn't think that went through. Drake. And then Catnat. I mean,
it's going to be so fun.
Humble pie. Talk about humble pie. We're eating that one big time.
Better than hair pie.
Yeah, I mean, some people love hair pie, not me. They do. Well, some people love it.
I don't want to talk about hair pie. Gross, gross, gross.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But anyways, once we're past September, okay, I know that in September so much shit is going to come up. Like, I mean, gosh, think about the end of the spring last year. We ended up being, like, fine in New York all the time to do things.
I know. What happened with that?
No, hold on. Because it's the summer.
You know what? It's like people love us, and then they're like, they're fucking Hollywood. I love you. I love you. See ya. Great knowing you. What's next?
But,
Where's our people?
And so, hold on. I mean, I know a lot of things are exciting coming up. There's something that I would probably embargo and can't say.
Really? I don't know what it is. Embargo? Fucking embargo. You can't talk about your life because you're an embargo.
Well, let's just wait till the next podcast. We'll ask if we can start talking about it. But,
You know what? They don't even know what they're talking about. So, we can talk about whatever we want. You know what I mean? Like, it's for marketing purposes. I'm like, okay, because they
say let's just wait till next week.
All right, because you get fatigue over it.
Okay, so we're doing another big project. It's very exciting. It's really exciting. It's going to be really great, okay? It's just we haven't started yet, so fuck. So it's really good.
Oh my God.
But what are you excited about for, let's not say, because we have a lot going on in September, October, November. What are you excited about for 2020?
20 fucking 20.
I think it's in a minute.
Are you going to 2020?
I think it's in a minute.
Next podcast, let's talk about this. For the first time, I feel the pressure of a business because I bought a house that actually costs, like, we're in a position where I have to actually make money. Like, I've never had to make money before. I have to make money now. That I don't like that feeling. I mean, that's what a lot of people feel. I like.
You know what we should do?
Go become waitresses. Because then you get to go to a bar and
you would make so much money. You should be the bartender.
I'll
be your bar back. I'll make sure everything's good for you.
So you
know, you have to share your tips.
I never made so much money as I did as a waitress.
I know.
Like $1,000 a night, and I didn't even show my titties.
You don't need to be a server now because you could be the head bar mistress.
Oh, fuck. I don't know enough about wine.
Pour it.
Yeah, that's what I used to
do. Bars nobody knows, red or white.
Like, they want
no, we don't want a fancy club.
The chachis want to know about like the the tannins or tannins.
We're at a cheap bar where people buy shots.
The sediments.
No
fuck your sediments. I don't know. That's gross to me. They're shit in your wine. I don't want that. I don't know why you pay more for that. Shit in your wine. And then they get red teeth and red lips. Gross. The more expensive heavy wine, your chap lips are bright red. It's disgusting.
We're gonna go to like a cheap bar that's really busy. No, where it's just like red wine, white wine, tequila, only one brand of tequila. Know what I mean? And
you
everyone's
know
just drunk, but they have a lot of money.
You'll do it by the day. My wife left me. Here's your fucking drink. You know what I mean? I made a great deal. Yeah, here's your fucking drink.
Exactly. You decide what you give them.
When you walk in for your day, tell me how your day was. Here, this is what you get.
Every drink is $15.
It's prescription therapy.
Okay, $10.
For cocktails.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you get. Perfect. I like that. And I'll just be there helping you.
They're like, I just came to see you. Here's a beer. You know what I mean? Like
you know what? You and I could do it as a team.
Yeah, for sure.
But I can't like flip bottles and stuff, but I'll like hand you the glass.
I can't either.
Well, I'm sure you could figure it out.
I could dance on the bar.
Okay. You dance on the bar and I'll catch you when you fall.
God, we're so weird.
Okay.
Are we done?
No.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah, there was just something else I want to say about that. I know. This is what I was going to say.
Yeah, go tell me.
We should go to our husbands one day, sit them down and say, we have something serious to tell you.
We're leaving you and we're going to become a couple?
No,
got it.
We're quitting Cat and Hat. So there'll no longer be any income.
Okay, yeah, and see what they do because they're always like,
let's trick them and treat them.
Okay, someone actually, it's so weird you say that.
Why?
Because I shared our post on our story.
Yeah.
And we're sitting on the beach and someone's like, are Cat and Hat over?
Why?
I was like,
because
LOL.
It had a white filter on it? Like, goodbye?
I was like, why? Like, we're not dead. No, we're nothing. There's no end in sight, guys. Like, where would we go? Like, it's just us. Like, what, we're not friends anymore? Something happened? Like, what would the ending be? I'm so.
Do we look like ghosts? Is that why?
You couldn't even see our faces.
Okay, let's go.
Maybe
it
looked like a
somber.
They know it's not. You crazy? They know it's not over.
I know. They're like, you need it more than we need it.
They're like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Could you imagine what we would do?
We're just going to be housewives now.
Well, just as a lot.
I mean,
that'd
be a lot of work, but we're going to start cooking.
That would be more work. Just housewives. That would be so much work.
Oh my god!
At least now we can make an excuse that
to like have help.
Yeah. Exactly. Not like housewives are fucking heroes. That's all I have to say.
I still would love to see their reaction.
I hope if you're a housewife, you get flowers, you get thank yous. And I hope if you're a working, you know what? Everyone's a housewife.
I know, but I just really want to know what they would do.
Nothing.
No, but wouldn't they be like, oh.
No.
Or they'd be like, yes.
Oh.
Or they'd be like, no.
No. They'd be like, yes, no, yes, no, yes.
That's so true.
Wait, we don't get to go on trips anymore? Yeah. No. Wait,
you're at home and I don't have to help out all the time?
Yes. Oh, wait, it means that I don't get to go to Florida? No.
That would be a huge catch 22 for them. Why is it catch 22?
I mean, I'd be like, can you come on board? I have no friends. Why catch 22?
You knew about jumping the shark. What's catch 22?
Dude, I know anything.
You knew about jumping the shark.
Yeah, because Ian Ziering did it, I feel like. Or that was Sharknado. I don't know.
Ian Ziering's wife is beautiful.
Yeah, she follows us.
I know.
And
she's
also
got your dog.
We've got brother-sister dogs. So we chat a lot.
So basically you're on 90210.
Basically she wants a play date with my dog.
Basically you're on 90210.
Because of my dog.
Yeah.
You know what, Bo? You are amazing. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's go to LA. Like, you know what? Do you want to go to LA?
For fuck yes.
Okay.
I like Soho House there.
We're going to go to LA.
Hey, my friend just went to Berlin.
Yeah.
And she was at Soho House, and Orlando Bloom walked by.
Yeah.
And she said he's tall and handsome.
That is.
And he was not with Katy Perry. But
they're in love. Serious love.
But she was not there.
But they're in love.
I know.
Okay. Let's go to Soho House. Okay.
In Berlin.
No, in LA.
Exactly.
We could go do all the collabs with all the people and have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who would be the most exciting person in LA that you'd want to see?
I don't really know who lives in
LA. Me neither.
But I know people do.
We'll figure it out. What? We'll let you know.
Traffic's such a bitch. Need a hovercraft. God.
All right, guys. So we're going to end this first episode of the third or fourth season of...
Or fifth. You know what? It's a season.
It's a season. Go to catnat.ca to get those tickets to the virtual VIP in Vegas and any of our tour dates in October and November. We also wrote a book called Mom Truths. Make sure you get it or buy
this
it for someone else.
This podcast is sponsored by... Actually, lots of great feedback. I think that's going to be a forever book.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
You hand it to a person when they get a baby or if they're having a hard time or anything.
Yeah, and also, even grandmothers are like, I laugh my face off at this. Or like people with older kids. Like, it's just a funny book. It's funny as fuck.
Because we're funny as fuck.
And you know, we're comedians.
No, we're not.
You know what?
I don't like that pressure.
But let me just ask you a question. Yeah. Is there a school we could go to get a certificate?
Oh, we should go to comedian school.
I think so. And then we could actually, it's like a doctor.
Ugh. I gotta go to the bathroom. But hold on one second. Also, don't forget to get your FabFitFun box.
But Adam Sandler is a comedian and he just talks in a baby voice. No, but you know what I mean? Literally, he talks in a baby voice. You're gonna pee. But that's what he does. And sings weird songs.
What about Jim Carrey?
I mean, he just makes
funny faces.
Yeah, he just has it. He has no Botox.
Oh, God.
You wanna keep going? Yeah. I mean, they're just men who talk like babies, you know, or weird things.
All right.
He's pretty funny, though. Dumb and Dumber was so funny. I laugh so hard at Dumb and Dumber. But Ma, Keen, Bird, Ma, Keen, Bird, you know?
No.
Oh, come on.
I think I saw it once.
What?
Yeah, let's watch it again.
It is.
Is it appropriate for the kids?
No.
Well, there's for my kids.
Yeah, totally appropriate. They have diarrhea. It's so funny now.
I'm about to.
It's really funny.
I do remember the diarrhea scene. Don't get me wrong.
It's really funny. I actually pee. Yeah, they're totally appropriate for the kids. Yeah. And they're like, is this annoying, the song? And they start singing it. And I think it's they're like, how annoying is this? And they go back and forth. They're kind of like you and me.
Oh my God, let's watch it.
It's so good. I hope it's as good as I thought it was.
No, I think it's a classic. Everybody loved it. It's like the most famous movie ever. Dumb and Dumber.
Let's watch that.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Guys, catnet.ca for everything. Come hang with us on Instagram.
Can't wait for next week. Love ya.
We have to do another one before we leave. Go fuck yourself, because it's Monday. You're away. Saturday, we have to do another one, just so you know, because there's a due tomorrow.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.